Shields down to 10%, the helmsman said, as another volley slammed into the Aegis, causing it to buck and heave. Jace knew they'd already taken heavy damage. The only reason the alarms weren't blaring through the ship was because he'd diverted power from the emergency response systems to the deflectors. With their shields down to critical levels, one more hit was all it would take to finish them off.
I'm sorry, Jace,
Satil said, emerging from the darkness to place a hand on his shoulder. He reached up and covered her hand with his thick, calloused fingers.
At least we fought the good fight,
he replied, squeezing Satil's hand as they braced for the end. Theron realized what he was doing wrong. He was trying to gain control of the pod's emergency override, basically trying to pull control of a vital system out of Carrot's grasp. But he didn't need to control the emergency override to trigger it. Instead of trying to take control of the system, he flooded it with a rush of false data. Critical damage reports from all sectors of the vessel poured in. The catastrophic failure of the entire ship, setting off the emergency evacuation alarms. At the same time, he heard a loud hiss as the airtight crystal sphere popped open. Darth Carrot was seated in a chair in the middle, surrounded by a writhing mass of loose, dangling wires that only seconds before had linked her to the ship. Faleen's eyes went wide, and she screamed as the connection was broken. A keening wail of loss and suffering. Seeing Theron, she rose from her seat, pulled her lightsaber, and slowly advanced on him with murder in her eyes.
Status report!
Moff Lorman shouted as the evacuation alarms rang out on the bridge of the Ascendant Spear.
Has to be a system malfunction, sir, one of the crew said. According to this, we're all dead.
Darth Carrot has relinquished control of the vessel,
someone else informed him. The Moff hesitated, knowing his next decision could forever alter the course of his career and possibly cost him his life. Darth Carrot had never turned control of the spear over to him during battle, not once. If she was incapacitated, then he clearly needed to step in. But it was hard to imagine how something like that could have happened. What if she hadn't relinquished control? What if this was just another malfunction, or some kind of ploy to trick the Republic? If he tried to take control of the ship against her wishes, she'd have him skinned alive.
Sir, do you want to take command?
No,
he said.
Not yet. Not until we know what's going on.
In the darkness that enveloped the bridge of the Aegis, every second spent waiting for the spear's final attack felt like an eternity. Satil had turned her hand on Jace's shoulder so she could grip him more tightly. Jace felt her squeezing as hard as she could. He didn't mind. At least in their final moments, they had each other. Several more eternities ticked by. Then Tefith said,
Not dead yet.
No, Jace thought. But we should be. Unless... This is our chance. Transfer all power to the forward guns. All ships, fire at will. Fire at will!
As the Ascendant Spear heaved and shook under the relentless Republic assault, Moff Lorman realized the alarms ringing out were no longer due to a malfunction in the system. His reluctance to take command of the Spear had left it vulnerable, and the Republic fleet had seized the moment. All around him, people were shouting, relaying damage reports from all decks. He had no idea if Darth Carrot was still alive, but he wasn't going to hesitate a second time.
Abandon ship!
He shouted, thumbing the button to transmit his orders to the entire crew.
By order of Moff Lorman, abandon ship!
Then he jumped from his chair and joined the rush of men and women racing from the bridge toward the nearest escape pods.